it's Deanne. This week, with Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com. Welcoming you back to my program, and thank you for tuning in. We're going to have a very lively discussion today about some things. I think they're interesting. You let me know. I'm going to give you my website and a way to contact me, because I want to hear from you, the listeners, of what you think about my program and your ideas. If you can, email me at dannebrewley@yahoo.com, D-A-N-N-E-B-U-R-L-E-Y, at yahoo.com, and you can call me at 847-594-1620. Visit my blogger, which is dannebrewley.blogspot.com, or you can go in and basically see who I've had on so far, and Deanne's guest, DannesGuest, that's the old NR. Today we have our first guest, wonderful individual, courageous, a man that we all need to actually check out his site and also understand what he's bringing forth as information, very important information, I feel. Dr. Nick Begich, he's from Anchorage, Alaska. He was the eldest son of the late U.S. Senate Congressman of Alaska, Nick Begich Sr., and he's very active in politics. He's active in his role in looking into the issue of weatherization weapons, that is, that we need to understand how they can affect us here in the United States and across the world. The other thing he's involved in that I want to talk to him about is the issue of mind control devices being used, and how this can impact on people and if they actually exist and how they are being used currently. I'm going to bring him up now. Dr. Nick Begich, Dr. Nick, are you there?
I am indeed, and it's great to be with you this evening.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's great. It's kind of late, I guess, where you are, or early.
Well, it's not too bad. Not too bad. We're a little earlier than you folks are, so it's a good time to be talking about these issues. And, you know, these are probably some of the more controversial issues, I think potentially, on the political horizons for the next few years, the idea of affecting the brain and mind of individuals in lots of different ways. The technologies that we'll be discussing tonight, gets into a little bit of that, and we'll scratch the surface a bit and maybe open some pretty interesting dialogue in terms of where this technology has come from and where it is today.
Now, mind control, how far back can you go on these devices? When would you say that these governments in various countries have been using these devices to, basically control populations?
Sure. You have to go back to the first attempts at, the idea of controlling human beings. You got to go back to even further back than even technical devices, when you go back to Mesmer and the idea of hypnosis and how that sort of evolved as the beginning point. In the 20s and 30s, there was quite a bit of research into that particular area within the United States. Harvard University was one of the cores of that research.
And we're going to stop here for a minute. Yes. We're going to a commercial break, and we'll return with Dr. Nick Begich and our conversation about mind control after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Well, we're back with the Dan Brilli Show, late night, with our guest today, Dr. Nick Begich, with Earth Pulse Press from Anchorage, Alaska. And we're talking about the subject of mind control. And the thing is that in this day and age, a lot of people are trying to wonder why people are not seemingly thinking clearer. There's things that are going on all over this country that could be a situation where sound technology, like such as HARP and various other things, are basically being used to manipulate your thoughts and the way that you perceive things. Nick, I wanted to ask you about these devices that they have. Is this connected at all with the HARP system and ELF and ELM waves? Or what exactly are they using today as far as mind control?
Well, there's several techniques. Some of them are actually considered even side effects from existing technologies used for much different purposes. As an example, the use of earth-penetrating tomography, which uses extremely low-frequency signals or signals within the ELF range, extremely low-frequency range. And what happens within this range, these happen to correlate with predominant brain activity within the human brain. And external signals of various kinds, including radio frequency signals generated, from systems such as HARP, actually can what's called entrain the brain, or the brain locks onto that external signal and begins to follow it in what's called an FFR, a frequency following response. And this is well known in science in terms of external oscillating signals or vibrating signals, if you will. In plain language, what we're really saying is, by analogy, in much the same way as someone can tune in a radio by finding a resonant frequency, a harmony between a transmitter and a receiver, the same is true within the human brain and body. And what new science is showing is that by organizing, directing energy in very specific ways, you can create a number of effects that override our normal biological systems, such as our brain. They can also do similar things with the heart, the liver, the lungs. Just in the area of radio frequency energy, this was analyzed for the Air Force at the University of Utah when they produced, back in 1985, the Dosimetry Handbook for Radio Frequency Energy. This is the dosages of energy necessary to override the vital organs of the body. And this, you know, and this then was used sort of as a platform, along with lots of other research that we cite in the various things that we published and produced over the years. But we actually show how that technology has evolved from the 80s at the point in which it was when the Dosimetry Handbook was made all the way to today. And then going the other direction from the 80s backwards, sort of looking at the incremental steps that our country and others made reaching the objective of developing technologies that could, in fact, control human populations. One of the most outstanding articles that we saw on the subject came out of New Horizons, which is the Air Force Technologies Journal, Air Force Laboratories Technology Journal. And in that, back in June of 2004, the issue dealt with this idea of controlled effects, or being able, again, overriding the human brain in such a way as to be able to manipulate your adversaries in combat. And this is, you know, this is not new technology. In fact, we just completed a research work on this. It'll be published sometime in late April. It's 320 source documents that demonstrate, through the patent record, academic studies, and major media reports, exactly the state of this technology.
Now the question is, they have the technology. Have they used it on the population that you know of, any of the countries?
If you go back, I mean, even going back to the 1970s, there was a program that was discovered within the Central Intelligence Agency. It was the MKUltra programs. And these programs were developed by the Central Intelligence Agency. There were over 140 sub-projects under MKUltra. And it was a mind control project that became the subject of a presidential investigation and a presidential report that was issued in June 1976. And within that report, the CIA was condemned for a number of their activities, including infiltrating U.S. mail, infiltrating groups that were opposed to American policy, and the issue of utilizing hallucinogenics and other mind control techniques on both military populations and civilian populations without consent. And, you know, from that time, you know, there were supposedly, you know, major changes in regulation, but really the only changes were program names changed, projects changed, and perhaps we subcontracted some of the work outside of the country, which is, again, in the news in recent days.
What is EEG?
It's the measurement of the brain waves themselves, and it's the device that's used for measuring brain activity. And, you know, most people remember seeing these on some of the television documentaries that show what's going on with the brain, and they actually show the predominant brainwave activity as well as a lot of other electrical activity within the brain. And then by analyzing that, lots of things can be determined. What is also known is that they represent almost like a laid-down message. If you could actually influence those signals in just the right way, then perhaps you could stimulate directed activity, and this is the root of mind control. I mean, when they looked at some of the things that regulate the human body in terms of the brain, you know, the hippocampus is responsible for, you know, the sort of the regulator of the body. They've actually synthesized this in primates by looking at it layer by layer until they could create a synthetic hippocampus. The idea of growing electronic circuits that will be compatible with brain cells. The Salk Institute developed methods for doing this and for growing the neurons between those brain cells, something that years ago was thought to be impossible. Each of these things start to head towards a different way of looking at human beings and looking at the brain. And the idea of being able to direct or change behavior of people by manipulating brain activity, you know, that's the whole essence of when you think about pharmaceutical psychology, you know, that's what that's about.
Well, the
thing is, we're talking now about energy.
Well, the thing is, it's really questionable right now today, 2006. Is it being used right now? A lot of people would ask. Are the governments, are they using mind control on the population? You know, these ELF and FMP waves, are they using these pulses on us as we speak to manipulate us and to kind of stagger our thought process?
Well, many people have asserted that. Personally, I've not seen the hard evidence that would substantiate it. I mean, for someone to suggest that at this moment this kind of activity were going on, I mean, certainly the technologies are there, and we've documented that within the context of our work. The thing that always is the question is when and where are these deployments made? And unfortunately, there's no independent monitoring internationally in this area. We were able to get some resolution passed, part of a resolution passed in the European Parliament a number of years ago when we demonstrated an actual device within the hearing that took place on February 5th, 1998 in the European Parliament's Committee on Foreign Affairs, and it was their Security and Defense Policy and the Subcommittee on Security and Disarmament. And within the resolution that we eventually got passed the following year from that hearing, this is what it says. It says it calls for an international convention introducing a global ban on all developments and deployments of weapons which might enable any form of manipulation of human beings, unquote. And that comes from the European Parliament's Resolution A40005/99 from 1999. And what happened in the hearing is we not only had in the preceding paragraphs of that resolution the issue of HAARP dealt with, but we took on, outside of the context of HAARP, this whole concept of manipulation of human physiology and human brain activity by external means. And we demonstrated for the European Parliament what's called an infrasound device, something that the Strategic Studies Institute in London had talked about, others had talked about, but nobody had ever demonstrated in front of a political party until that day. And it was a result of that that compelled the committee to recognize that these technologies were quite real. The other thing that we did in that hearing is explain that these technologies would eventually go wireless, because what we showed them was a device that you connect to the body and it would transfer sound, just like you're hearing my voice, right into the person's head and they'd hear it just as clear as if they had heard it with their ears. What then happened is we said eventually this technology would be able to be done remotely with no physical contact, and it was last year, it was reported in April of last year by MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology awarded the MIT Lemelson Prize to a gentleman who had invented hypersonic sound, where, in fact, he demonstrated his ability to do exactly that, literally beam a signal into someone's head where they could hear the proverbial voice in the head and no one else around them could. And that technology has been sold to the military.
What did they use
It's two microwaves. It's two microwaves that are using heterodyning, a technique for manipulating the signals. So when they strike the surface of the skin, they reconfigure into sound that is only perceived intracranially. And so it's only to the person that is targeted that they would hear this
voice. And
what's the range? And this is just one.
The range
is as far as a microwave carrier can be beamed, and it's beam kept in relatively compact. But you can use other carriers. It's once you have the knowledge of how to manipulate it, you could use a laser, for instance. That's a cold laser, not one that would burn you or hurt you.
A
but
cold
by utilizing
laser?
Lasers, yes, absolutely.
What is
and these
a cold
have
laser,
high
then?
Precision. It's a laser that generates not so much heat, but it generates certainly focused and concentrated light. But it's not in the class that would generate the high levels of energy causing literal burning. So,
well,
you know, let me think of even the little.
We have to stop here for a minute.
Sure.
We're going to commercial, and we'll be back. And if you have questions for Dr. Nick Begich, we'll be talking to you after this station break.
Cool. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, we're back, and this is Late Night with Deanne with Dr. Nick Baggage. And before the break, he was saying something, and I just want to continue with that thought. For you callers that want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Nick, cold laser technology. Now, what exactly is that? That sounds like is it a laser, like a normal laser, or is it just used for
sound? Yeah, sure. If you think about even a pointer, a laser pointer, you know, it's essentially a cold laser. It's not generating a great deal of heat, but it certainly has all the attributes of the laser. It holds the light in a relatively narrow beam. It keeps the energy relatively compact. Any carrier can be used if it's understood the underlying principle of how to transfer and create that sound effect. And, you know, microwave hearing goes back to the work of Alan Frey, which is F-R-E-Y, back from the mid-60s. He did a lot of work and discovered this phenomena where you could get this sort of clicking effect with a microwave. Well, later he found that you could actually transfer a coherent signal that you could understand. Eventually, the idea of remote transfer became perfected with Woody Norris's invention, for which he received $500,000 MIT Lemelson Prize. But the other thing that Norris did is actually sell a related technology, an active denial system technology, to the military again, capitalizing on the idea of energy being the medium for interfering with the human body in such a way as to create sort of an electronic fence. And this is something that if you go back even 10, 15 years ago, there were lots of rumors about this technology, but nothing in the open literature to speak of except a few obscure little bits and pieces. Well, over the years, those bits and pieces have come together and formed a pretty coherent picture. And what we've done is look at over 200,000 records, reduce that to 20,000 documents within our archives. And from those, we've selected the very best to footnote within our publications. So what you see in the various books that we've published, perhaps well over now 1,500 source documents that are cited that give people a real foundation in the science. And more than that, our books are written for average people to understand these otherwise complicated subjects, but more importantly, so that they have the footnoted material to pass on to the experts or political leadership within their spheres of influence that might actually lead to a reconsideration of how some of these technologies are going to be used now and in the future. And this gets right to the heart of this question of would they, could they, are they now? And, you know, the sad story about our government and many other governments around the world is the fact is when they have something, they just can't resist trying it. And in this area, there was a guy that many will remember who was once at Columbia University. Later, he was national security advisor to Jimmy Carter, and that's Zbigniew Brzezinski. He wrote a book called Between Two Ages, and it was a book about the direction of technology written in 1973. And in that book, he predicted by referencing the science of scientists at UCLA and others that mind control technologies would develop within this past century. And what he also said was that it didn't matter who was in power, liberal or conservative, the temptation to use that kind of technology to further their own political ends would be more compelling than the good sense to not do that. And this is an insider. I mean, he was one of the founders of the Trilateral Commission. He is an insider to the government, still is considered an intellectual in terms of government shaping and advising. And the reality is the technology is, in fact, here today. The reference Zbigniew Brzezinski made was to J.F. Gordon McDonald's work at UCLA, where he suggested if you could ever electronically stroke the upper atmosphere, above the atmosphere, actually an area called the ionosphere, you could return a signal to the Earth that would manipulate large populations. Well, it just so happens that that's exactly what the HARP system does, which is a system that we reported on, Gene Manning and I, in the book Angels Don't Play This HARP, which document the Air Force and Navy's initiative in that area here in Alaska, and among other places.
Now, Nick, give the listeners here the website address so that they can look into ordering your books.
Sure. And, you know, and on the website, you know, there's a lot of articles. Those don't cost anyone anything. And we really recommend people look at those articles and pass them on to others. The website is EarthPulse, EarthPulse.com, EarthPulse.com. And when you look there, you'll see on the sidebar lots of places to go for information. But then there's another site we've set up. It's called the Lay, www.layinstitute.org. And it's layinstitute.org. And on that site, our archives that we've been building over the years are available to the public. And we put the first 700 documents on there in such a way that if you go to that layinstitute.org site, you'll see on the far sidebar, EPI index. And if you go to that index and you put a keyword in like HARP with two A's or microwave, you'll get a whole list of references, a 20-word in-context use of the word you just searched and the bibliography from where that came from. And then if you click on that little short phrase, it'll take you into a summation of the article, or if it's a public domain document, maybe the whole document. So it's a really great research tool, and it's free. We were able to set this up with the help of the Lay Institute out of Dallas, Texas.
Well, we're getting ready to go to another commercial, and we're going to talk about the situation of possibly privatizing HARP technology, another nightmare legislation. You need to know what's going on with the government. So we'll be back on the Late Night with Deanne Live with Dr. Nick Begich after this station break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, we're back with the show that I think we all need to listen to here. Dr. Nick Begich from Anchorage, Alaska, on Late Night with Deanne. It's very important for us to understand this next topic. And those listening, if you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. Now, we're going to talk about the issue of the possibility of privatization of heart technology. Dr. Nick, is it going on? Are they thinking about, have they thought about, are they getting ready to privatize this technology?
Well, it started that way. I mean, the technology itself was originated by a guy named Ben Eastland. Dr. Eastland, a brilliant plasma physicist, developed this concept, and then really as a way to create not just a defense system originally, but also as a way to utilize natural gas located on the north slope of Alaska, and at that time owned by a commercial enterprise that time was known as Atlantic Richfield. And Atlantic Richfield eventually sold their natural gas rights here. But before they did, they created a subsidiary, Arco Power Technologies, Inc., which then took Dr. Eastland's concepts, built a company around them, and sold it to the military as a potential weapons application. But what they were looking for was a way to sell gas on the North Slope, because natural gas is not shipped off the North Slope of Alaska. We have, including the hydrates, they figure over 100 trillion cubic feet of natural gas on the North Slope of Alaska does not have a place to go to market. So what they were hoping to do was take that gas, convert it to electrical energy on the North Slope of Alaska through what are called magnetohydrodynamic generators, which are just very efficient gas converters for electrical energy, and then take that electrical energy and utilize it in these very large antenna arrays for the different weapons applications. So it's kind of a way for ARCO to make some money by being able to sell their energy without having to build a pipeline to transport it somewhere. And it turned out that Alaska, because of where it's situated, in the North Slope in particular, it's close to where the magnetic field lines, naturally occurring magnetic field lines, enter the Earth. And so HAARP, a big part of HAARP is being able to couple or join with those magnetic field lines and manipulate them in various ways to affect the systems that operate this planet, and at the same time create systems that can be used for defense purposes. So, it's a pretty versatile tool, but think about it in the sense that you would think about a primer on the end of a bullet. You know, it's just a little bit of energy coming in, but in a very specific way to cause the release of larger amounts of energy. HAARP is the same in terms of how it sort of plugs into Mother Nature and stimulates it in ways that allow energy to be not created, but released in a very directed and controlled way. And that's where HAARP gets extremely risky.
What is the risk there? What is the risk to...
Well, there's several. You know, there's one, the idea of certainly the physiological things that we've been talking about as potential side effects or even deliberate effects. But then you look at weather effects, the idea that HAARP, in some modes of operation, is considered a heater, an ionospheric heater. It heats the ionosphere, which is this layer that begins about 30 miles above the Earth's surface and extends out for a couple hundred miles. Well, you know, this is a region of very low-orbiting satellites and the like, and so if you could heat it up, which these instruments do, what happens is you push the ionosphere out several hundred kilometers, and then within that sort of area, that column, if you could imagine a column of energy going up, the lower atmosphere moves in and fills that space, which alters pressure systems dramatically, can also alter the flow of jet streams within the region, and any low-orbiting satellite that encountered that atmosphere that's not supposed to be there would burn up from the friction and destroy, just in the same way
really?
That comets and asteroids coming into the Earth. If they encountered more atmosphere, we could break up larger and larger objects. So there's some pretty interesting applications. Strategic Studies Institute in London reported on Russian research utilizing their ionospheric heaters for interdiction of asteroids and comets, so that when they were coming in, instead of having 30 miles of atmosphere between the Earth and these incoming objects, you might get 200 miles of atmosphere, so much bigger objects would break up, because most of these objects hitting our atmosphere never make it to Earth, because the friction tears them apart before they ever hit anything.
Now, hasn't there been some legislation in the United States in regards to HAARP? I heard rumors that, HAARP, the actual patent of it was being held by Great Britain, and that there's a situation where there's legislation now that is kind of, the language is kind of dangerous, I imagine. Can you explain what's in the legislation?
Sure. On the first issue, ARCO Power Technologies got sold out to a couple of different companies. First, the E-Systems that mainly did classified work for military intelligence operations around the world. Then it got sold to Raytheon Corporation, one of the biggest companies in the world, the inventors of the Patriot missile. And then it got sold to British Aerospace, which now has the technology. And the Air Force and Navy... that now belongs to DARPA, which is the defense research side for the United States. And, you know, so that has all changed in terms of who owns what. In terms of what the technology can do, there has been innumerable scientific reports on the subject, and legislators have weighed in, at least outside the United States. The European Parliament objected to HAARP for formal resolutions. The most comprehensive resolution on disarmament ever passed by them had sections on HAARP, that based on the evidence that we had presented. The other group, the Russian Duma, acted in the same manner, objecting to HAARP because of their own research findings in these areas, confirming all of the assertions that we've made over the years. And then the United States most recently started looking at weather modification and have a bill pending in the House and the Senate to address that issue as if it were some kind of a private enterprise initiative. And the problem is you can't manipulate weather in one area without having profound effects and unpredictable effects in many cases downstream from the event. So you may like bring water to a drought area and then end up denying rainfall in other regions of the world, which certainly you can see the chaos that can be created when perhaps dozens or hundreds of companies.
Big chaos on that. Now, there's something also called GWEN. What is GWEN? Is that another technology, or how does that work?
It's totally different. It's the ground wave network. It's an alternate network for emergency communications. And the things that have been asserted about that, and I've read some of the assertions, not seen a whole lot of evidence, that these are also being used to manipulate behavior. Now, let me qualify that just a little bit, because there was a paper. The paper was called The Mind Has No Firewalls. It was published in the U.S. Army Quarterly called Perimeters back in either the fall of 98 or 1999. And this article was a translation and expansion of an earlier article by the military journal Orienteer, which is a Moscow journal. And it talked about the fact that any carrier, any energy carrier, can be used to manipulate behavior, whether it's, in fact, I'll dig out the quote as I'm talking about it. It says, and I quote, "A cyclotronic generator which produces a powerful electromagnetic emanation capable of being sent through telephone lines, TV, radio networks, pipes, and incandescent lamps, and the signal would manipulate the behavior of those in contact with the signal." In other words, any of these systems, if you oscillate a signal properly and you understand how those resonances will couple with the body, you can create some very, very profound effects. Let me give you a good example. Do you remember, and I know you're going to remember this, a few years back, maybe almost 10 years now, there was an incident in Japan where a bunch of kids watching a cartoon went to the hospital with epileptic seizures?
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, and what it was is it wasn't the amount of energy. It baffled a lot of these guys, the classical scientists, in terms of the physical health science. But when you look at the oscillation rate or the flicker rate of that television, even though they were considered at very safe distances with non-ionizing, very low levels of energy hitting them, it triggered these chemical reactions in the brain, because it wasn't the amount of energy, which is what everybody looks at. At least everybody used to look this way. It was the oscillation frequency that was relevant for triggering the chemical reaction. You know, during the break, there was an ad for Rife machines. You know, that's what Rife was all about, was looking at each virus and bacteria and determining what the resonant frequencies were for destroying it. Well, the same thing can be said for enhancing or creating very specific chemical reactions. If you understand how the energy relates to physical matter, then you have the essence of the science of not just mind control, but many of the new science breakthroughs that are taking place in our lifetimes right now in terms of the health sciences.
Well, the thing is, remarkable. How does all this, we're talking about a lot of different sound waves from various different things, different types of sound waves, and all of them going on at one time. How can the human body and mind take all of this if you have all these different frequencies and sound waves and things going on all simultaneously?
Okay, well, let's clear just a few misconceptions. First, it's not just sound. It's the entire electromagnetic spectrum, which includes these very low frequency signals. It includes radio waves. It includes X-rays, gamma rays, all the visible light spectrum that we can see. You know, all these various components can be oscillated or modulated. The only thing that anyone needs to really understand is that all these signals have their own unique frequency, but by pulsing or modulating, particularly this is the key phrase in all the literature when you look at mind control or physiological effects, it's about pulse modulation. In other words, the sort of pumping kind of action that seems to be the most biologically active. And that's what the research shows across the world. Then when you look at that and you lay it up against the work that has been done in electromedicine and in this idea of affecting chemical reactions within the body, you see a much, much more accurate picture of what's happening within the human form. And you know, here's the thing, is if you recognize that underlying all chemical reactions is an energy exchange, if you can manipulate the energy exchange, then the chemical reactions are the natural result of that.
The thing is now, these projects they have with the government, I know it's not only here in the United States. HARP is just the name of the technology that was originated, and I guess it goes under various names all over in different countries, correct?
Sure. That's correct. And, you know, HARP, for many, HARP has almost become a metaphor where anytime any of these issues come up, people want to put that around it. But HARP is a very specific system. These concepts, what we can put our arm around is the phrase the military is using, which is an RMA. And they consider that these advances in technology represent a revolution in military affairs, what they call an RMA. And so that's what you'll hear Rumsfeld and Bush and these other guys talking about. And now they talk about a revolution of military affairs, but a revolution of military and political affairs, which is sort of this revamping of how the game is played on a platform of technologies that totally leave in the dust the technologies of the last century, including even the atomic and nuclear technologies developed in the last century. These technologies are going to be able to weed out or be target-specific, in other words, to affect human beings but ignore all other material within a battlefield environment so you don't have the reconstruction issues. I mean, these are technologies that don't leave the same evidence of carnage that most Americans find objectionable, but at the same time, it's that carnage that makes warfare the last resort. When that disappears, and yet the pain of death remains the same, but if you kind of remove the humanity from warfare, warfare becomes easier and easier to wage when it ought to be, in fact, and I think everyone would agree, the very last step we all take when we're threatened.
Have they ever did anything to test HARP in outer space at this point?
You know, they've been able to project, you know, some pretty powerful signals. They've also utilized barium-laden rockets and HARP-generated signals, you know, because then you get a visual effect. So you can actually see what, in fact, that energy is doing. And one of the objectives was to get the energy of HARP to literally wrap itself, coil itself around the magnetic lines that flow from the South Pole to the North Pole. And then by wrapping themselves with this energy around those, they would act as sort of guides, causing that energy from the HARP systems and systems like HARP to flow from north to south, being able to literally oscillate the magnetic field lines of the whole planet. Now, that's where you start to get into, you know, some big questions of, you know, firstly, is it proper for us to even be playing this game? Because we really don't know what effects that may have on the entire system. At the same time, you know, there are ways to do this that probably could be done soundly, where you could, you know, the stuff they're trying to discover, you know, you could do. But when the military deals with these technologies, they're classified, they're not open to public scrutiny. And the issues of weather modification, since HARP was first engaged, since that time, the European Space Agency hired Ben Eastland to deliver a peer-reviewed paper on weather modification using HARP systems. That was done a few years back. Then following that, FEMA and NASA contracted with Dr. Eastland to come up with a concept to use the same idea but using space-based lasers for weather modification. He accomplished that. He was then, in October last year, invited to present his latest theories to Penn State University, the Lehigh campus, on weather modification. And in that presentation, among his peers, he disclosed that, in fact, they could do weather modification with 1/1600th of the energy he thought was needed when HARP was first conceived. So not only is it possible to modify weather, it is possible to do it with what's been gained in understanding by the scientists who originated the concepts in the first place. And I think that's, you know, Dr. Eason is not a bad person. He's really a brilliant guy. I know him personally, and his view of this today is he doesn't want the military to have this technology. He wants this technology in the open light of day, where whatever is learned in an extremely scrutinized way, because these are the very systems that determine our destiny on the planet, and it certainly isn't to follow the one government classified program.
And how about the use of HAARP so close to the poles? What effect does it have there on the poles itself?
Well, no one really knows, but we do know the poles are shifting. I mean, that's a big issue in the world today. And,
we have to stop for a moment, and we're going to commercial, and we'll be back with Dr. Nick Begich.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Well, we're back with Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live, and we're with Dr. Nick Begich for the last part of the first hour. He is with Earth Pulse and from Anchorage, Alaska, a wonderful, brilliant man. Dr. Nick Begich, I got one other question to ask you. And I wanted to ask you about the situation with this technology so close to the North and South Pole. We were coming into the break, and I didn't hear your answer. Is there any danger of any effects against this, situation, the melting of the polar ice caps, anything like that that has been discovered?
Well, this is the problem, is we don't know. And here's what happens. And this is, I'll tell you, one of the big applications that is most disconcerting is the Earth-penetrating tomography, which in simple language is like X-raying the Earth or looking into the Earth. MSNBC talked about this application on November 27, 2001, as being one of the harp uses for the bin Laden situation to find underground shelters and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you send energy into the Earth like this, if you send in too much energy, you can trigger reactions within the planet. So you may trigger events you don't anticipate. This is what Brooks Agnew, one of the experts in Earth-penetrating tomography, developed techniques using like 30 watts of power that gave you really high resolution. And what he knew about the resonances that were involved is that if you use thousands of watts, you would trigger seismic events or even worse. And what HARP uses is effective radiated power when it's fully energized of up to a billion watts. And so a misuse of this thing could trigger all kinds of things. What I can say about the Earth changes that are taking place right now is it's more complex than any one thing, although these new systems certainly can and do play a role in what's happening. We just released a video. It just started shipping in the last week, and it's on this very subject of Earth changes and energy-related issues, and it's called Earth Changes, the Ripple Effect, Alaska Sounds the Alarm. And this DVD is really kind of the layout of how we see pole shift, energy-related issues, and natural cycles, quite frankly, being the predominant cause of much of what we're seeing today, and a discussion about how these things integrate. And more importantly, the fact that we need to quit arguing about the causes and recognize the reality of the circumstance we're in and begin to prepare for that, because that is, no matter what it is, natural or man-made, and at this point, all would agree it's probably a combination. It's not going to reverse if everything stopped today for 100 or 200 years. So,
well, this is a very fascinating conversation, Nick, and we're getting ready to close the hour out. And I thank you very much for coming on my show. I had you on my other program as well. And I would like to get you back on because there's so much in regards to how this stuff can affect us and things that people don't understand. And I think you're one of the top experts in this. And I thank you again for, stopping by. Can you give the audience information on your site again and also any way they can get in contact with, Earth Pulse?
Sure. Our website is EarthPulse, EARTHPULSE.com. And we also have a toll-free number, and that's 888-690-1277. Again, 888-690-1277. And we really appreciate being on with you and sharing this information with your audience.
Well, thank you, Nick, and it's a pleasure having you on RBN Live, and we're hoping to have you back again soon. You have a good night.
I look forward to it.
Bye-bye. That was Nick Baggage, and we're going to be back at the top of the hour with another guest. So stay tuned.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.